I can finish that story.
Okay. Well, hey, this is Kelly and Wade, and we are coming in hot. Today is Sunday, September 17th.
Yes.
It's a special day. One of our 10 birthdays today.
17 for Xavier, yay.
17 on the 17th.
17 on the 17th? Didn't even think about that until just now. I guess that'll never happen again.
Yeah.
It's a one-time thing. 17
months.
Interesting. That's pretty interesting, I guess. I had a good day. Should be going to Six Flags. Should be fun. Where'd you go?
Checking on the baby.
That's par for the course.
Yes.
That's what happens.
Yes, we have baby life. So Carly is 4 months. And she doesn't go to bed. Well, she does.
It's early.
Yeah, it is early.
She's got about an hour, maybe a little less.
But she looks like she's pretty, awake.
She's ready to go. Mm-hmm. She took a cat nap. She's been cat napping.
Mm-hmm. So we took her for a walk, gave her a bath. Now she's watching her show, so we're recording.
Yeah.
And talking about, but
oh yeah, I was in the middle of the story. So this one person we thought might be have some cognitive problems or whatever. They actually put on social media this is real. I'm not making this up. They said that they have some kind of a problem, a problem. But they said it was basically I'm mentally slow. And it's sometimes I forget things and it's funny because people that know me know I forget everything. But they say they use an acronym for their condition, but then put it as a joke. And I'm thinking that's pretty serious. And it's serious because I don't think you comprehend. Somebody told you you have that, but you don't even really understand what it is to the point where you're joking about it, which is some meta next level kind of thing, situation. So I guess that's the best of both worlds. You know your condition, but you don't care enough that you joke about it. But it also is a side effect of your condition.
That's deep.
That is pretty. I don't know. I'm going to see if I can see what the condition is.
While Wade's fact checking, we'll do a little. Oh, never mind. He's back.
No, you can continue.
I lost thought of what I was even going to say.
the train of thought. Yeah, so, I just think that's interesting. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just, you don't see that every day, so it's fascinating. You know what I mean? Social media has been weird this weekend, though. A lot of people doing the most. Oh, here it is. A lot of people doing the most. Okay, here it is. It's tough.
Alright,
read it. I can't read the whole, I can't. I gotta censor it.
Okay.
So they have what's called a mild cognitive impairment. MCI, for short, and it's in parentheses, MCI. I hate that I forget a lot more than a normal person. But you got some smiley faces and it's funny. LOL. So when you read something like that, you don't know how to react to it. I'm like, well, at least you're good. You're accepting of it. But do you know what it is? I don't think she understands what it is. She knows somebody told her that's what she has.
Was it a professional? Is that what she said in the text? Well, not
if
that
she said that.
The,
it looks not
that the post is legit, and we're trying to say that.
She posted it.
And she said she spoke to someone professionally, and they said that's what she had.
I don't think she knows what cognitive. And the word cognitive and impairment, I don't think are in her vocabulary. So somebody probably told her you have a mild cognitive impairment. And then they said, you know what, just call it MCI for short, because they knew that she didn't know what that meant. So they just said, you have MCI. So I think in her mind, she's probably thinking MCI is like, you know, like not a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, oh, you have, you know, sensitive skin, or, you know, you have a gluten allergy.
So
I don't think she gets what that means, because she just put it on blast like it was nothing, like, by the way.
Well, okay. That makes sense, because there are a lot of people that have that kind of mindset. The question now is, why are you friends with someone like that on social media?
Because they friend requested me through you. So let's go to the source. I didn't know this person from Adam. I still don't know this person. I've never actually physically even seen this person. And they requested me, so this is, to me, just free entertainment. I don't know this person at all. So did you grow up with them? Do you remember them?
I don't know who they are. You have to show me.
You know who they are.
Well, let me see the thing again.
You know who it is.
Is that who? Same person?
It's the same.
What are you gonna do? That's sometimes like family knows someone who knows someone who's like, yeah, you see them and it's like, hey, how you doing? It's nice to see you. They seem nice, and then, you know, you interact with them on social media and they act inappropriately.
But do you think they should be on social media and be having it that they don't understand
how they are,
what it comes out,
how they are being perceived as?
Because I think it's all honest and it's true. It's just stuff that's just like, eesh. You know what I mean?
I think if you met that person in person, you would be like, that makes sense.
But the irony is that I think that person works with other people that are a little bit worse off. I guess they have more than a mild impairment. Theirs is more serious. So imagine coming across that. You don't know whether they're a caregiver or part of the group.
Oh.
How do you differentiate the two?
Going on the next level now.
No, but why would you have someone who self stated they have a cognitive impairment taking care of people with cognitive impairments?
When you put it that way, yeah, that's
probably not
a good idea.
But then this person, the only reason why I know this is because the person put that out there.
It even goes further. Like, who is employing her, and why aren't they checking her social media to find out, like...
I think it's the church. I'm dead serious. So, I mean, maybe indirectly it's like a way to like keep an eye on all of them. And then they just make some of them feel more special by thinking they have a job. Like, oh, you're going to take care of them. But really, somebody else is overseeing all of them. And then she doesn't get it. So she thinks she's employed, but really she's part of the program. And it could be, that could actually work. It's like that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't think anything's that complicated.
But think about it, they did it in the DiCaprio movie.
Well, this is real life, I mean.
Well, he had a serious mental condition. So I mean, Shutter
Leonardo
Island.
Leonardo has done real, he has reenacted true stories.
Well, it was Shutter Island, and they made him investigate.
I don't think that was real.
But this could be like a Shutter Island situation, like.
Yeah.
Because if it's just mild, she might not want to be full tilt, like, in a program. So to make it easier for her, they say, like, oh, you're going to help us take care of these people. You see what I'm saying? And it can make her feel better. And it, but then they probably don't know that she's on social media saying like she has a job.
How would they not? That's irresponsible of any organization not to be
On their social media?
Well, to be aware of what your employees are doing. Like, HR should be watching that.
I don't think there's an HR for these folks. It doesn't seem like it's that put together. I mean, their field trips are to like McDonald's and stuff, which is cool. Like, what's that mall that used to be a mall? Or is it, I guess it is still a mall. What is it?
We're not talking names, remember?
But everybody knows there's
the place
malls
that used to be malls. And Xavier got their nose.
Yeah.
Pierced.
And there's like vacant stores, but there's still some. It's a possible pause. No, I think they go there, walk around. You know what I mean?
Well, speaking of that place, let's give this 5 more minutes because we've got 15.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Speaking of that place.
Yeah. So I want to get my nose pierced.
I wouldn't go there.
No.
You might get tetanus.
That's where we took the kids.
I know.
Were you thinking tetanus?
Possibly. But they dodged the bullet.
Well, that one shady place that blows my mind is even still in business. It smells weird. You walk in, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
The one that has like the dead animals of formaldehyde.
Where are you going?
The place that it's to the, when you go up, it's still to the left, it's got like costumes.
Oh, yeah. It's like a party. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's weird. It's like a not hot topic.
Snakes, yeah. But it's way past hot topic.
Yeah, it's like an extra hot topic. Yeah. That's no, like not hot topic.
It has like weird candles and incense that mean weird stuff.
Yeah, it's odd. That whole place, that whole scene is odd. Isn't there a James Wayne in there? Or no, just the carts. They still have the carts that say James Wayne for like, you know, the not dollar store.
No, it's Gabe.
Gabe's? No, it's just Gabe. It's not the plural Gabe's. It's just Gabe.
Just Gabe.
It's his nephew. They don't sell collagen water though. But that's where you can get a good pair of like Fila slides. Maybe. You know what I mean? And a regular child's outfitter too.
There's nothing wrong with Fila slides.
No, there is another wrong with Fila slides.
Let's just say, there's nothing wrong
with them. Is there something wrong with selling irregulars for infants? Since we have to wrap this up soon. Speaking of wrapping up, we were dressing our daughter in a gift outfit. And it was pretty cool. You know what I mean? We didn't purchase it, is what we were saying. It was like gifted by somebody. And it was the way it was, let's just put it this way. It was fitted. And it might have been the way it was supposed to be. Because you had a theory about it, right? There was, well, let's just say how it is. So the body part, like the body of the shirt, it came up to about what, like her navel? About, I guess it's kind of like short, right? But the arms were about maybe like, an inch down her hand, but her hand's only like an inch and a half. So it pretty much like went down her whole hand. Am I exaggerating? It was, and I think she tried to roll it up a little bit. Anyway, you said it could have been something for maybe like if they were covering their hand, like you wanted to cover like they could their teeth in or something. It could have been made to, you think it was, Derek, this is the question, you think it was meant to be in that proportion? And plus our daughter Carly is proportionate, normally proportioned. She's not, doesn't have abnormally long arms like Patrick Ewing. or abnormally short torso, like her long
she's
torso.
Right,
she's
exactly 50th percentile all the time. I agree with what you said. That's what it looked like. Maybe. Do I think it was intentional? No.
You don't think so?
Maybe it was the dryer, dry things too far. I don't
Maybe know. It was made for people with mild cognitive impairments.
Well, on that note, we are so glad that you guys joined us tonight. And I hope that you have a wonderful night.
You too.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.